everyone, and welcome back to another great episode of Rehana's Cuisines. Today I'm really, really excited because I'm making Singaporean rice. If you go on YouTube or if you see recipe books, Singaporean rice is made, everybody makes it differently. You will have to find a recipe that works out best for you. I have made it a couple times, and this, the way I make it, works out better for me. So. Now, just to tell you a little bit about Singaporean rice before we begin, is that Singaporean rice, the original just comes with a plate of rice with fried garlic and oil drizzled on it, either boned chicken, and then they've got the vegetables, and then they've got the pasta or the noodles. So that's how it's served. But once this dish took off in Pakistan, they started changing it, and they added a little bit more sweet in it, they added a little bit more spicy in it, and then also the sauce that comes with it, which is the mixture of mayonnaise and ketchup. Now, some people think that that is extremely fattening, so I'm going to keep it optional. I'm going to show you how I'm going to mix it, I'm going to show you how I serve it. But I keep it optional for people who like the sweeter side of the rice, compared to people who don't want any of the dressing on it. So we're gonna get started. It's gonna look like we have a lot of ingredients here. But once you get your prep with getting all the vegetables cut up, your rice cooked, and your pasta boiled, which took me about half an hour before I got ready for this show, it does go pretty quickly if you've just got everything organized. So let's get started. I'm gonna show you exactly what we're gonna need. We are going to be using 2 cups of cooked rice. I just boiled this rice, and I added a little bit of soy sauce in the end after it was done. I've got a lot of rice here because I'm making 2 videos. I make one for English and I make one for in Gujarati that I have. I have a lot of other people who don't speak English and would love to see Gujarati videos. So I will be making a second video, which is gonna be in Gujarati. So you'll see that ingredients looks a lot here, but I will be pointing out how much we're gonna need. And if you look under the description on the YouTube channel, you will see all my recipes. I'm also gonna be very, very soon, my website is coming up, rehanascuisines.com or rehanasrecipes.com. That's coming up, and you will find all the videos, all the recipes, everything on that website. So let's get started. So I did say we were gonna use 2 cups of cooked rice. We're gonna use 1 cup and 1.5 cups of rice noodles here that I just boiled. And what I did was wash it in our cold water, add a little bit of oil so it's nice, it's not going to stick on me. And then I also took the noodles and I kind of cut them up so they're not very long pieces. So when you eat it, you know, you don't have all these long pieces of pasta that you're trying to get the rice in. You're going to try to get all this stuff in your mouth. So that's really up to you. When I cook and when I get my dishes together, I think about all this. You know, when you're going to eat, how are you going to eat it? Is it going to be convenient to eat? So this is why I chopped up my pasta, and so that's really going to be up to you. There is an option, you can use spaghetti if you like. I personally don't like using spaghetti in my dish. I like using the rice noodles. They give a different taste. They're white, and they're just, I think they're better for me. And then I've got about 2 cups of chicken breast here, and just wash it up, and I really cut it up in thin slices. Now these can also be cut in julienne, they can be cut in 1-inch cubes. It's really however you want to. We're gonna be using 2 cups of bean sprouts. You wanna be using the freshest ingredients for this dish. If you use the freshest ingredients, you're gonna see the flavors just come and burst in your mouth, and it's gonna taste fantastic. I just bought these an hour ago. That's how fresh this is. For our vegetables, I have shredded carrots. We're gonna be using about 1 cup of that, 1 cup of sliced cabbage. Now you could buy the pre-made coleslaw mix if you like. I went to the store and they didn't have any. So, but just to save time, you could use that. I've got red bell peppers, 1 cup. Green bell peppers, 1 cup. Yellow bell peppers, 1 cup. Spring onions, 1/2 cup. And I've got ginger, maybe 1/4 cup, or you can just eyeball the fresh ginger. Fresh ginger, I find really important in this dish, again, just because of the flavors. Now, can you change up the vegetables and add what you like? definitely go ahead and do it. These are the vegetables we love, and I've tried this recipe. This is something that I like. These are the vegetables that we like in our Singaporean rice. Can you eat sugar snap peas? Yes. Beans, whatever you want. You know, it's really up to you. You can be very, very creative with this recipe here. Here I've got ketchup. We're gonna be using about half a cup to a cup of ketchup. I've got black pepper, I have got garlic. Before I forget, we are gonna be frying this up in oil, and then we are going to splash that in the end on top of our dish. This is one of the items that is a must in the Singaporean rice, which is fried garlic. I have some sambal here, or you can use red chutney, you can use whatever hot sauce if you like. That's the one. I've got some dried peppers here. Really up to you, but I like using them. I've got some crushed peppers. You can use that if you like. And I've got some cayenne. I've got also some ginger garlic paste here. And I've got some soy sauce, which is an absolute must in this dish. I've got some sesame oil, which we're gonna be adding, and some regular oil. Now, can you use canola oil? Definitely. I am out of canola oil, and it's freezing here in Minnesota, so I haven't been really out to the bigger stores to get my canola or get my olive oil. And then here I have, excuse me, I have some mayonnaise. And in the end, we are gonna make a sauce, which is really not the authentic way of making Singaporean rice, but we're gonna serve it on the side. I've had a lot of people saying that they don't want the mayonnaise because of the calories or the sweet with the ketchup, because we're mixing it with ketchup. So if you don't want to add, or I'll show you in the end how we're gonna keep this on the side. And actually it looks really nice. And I don't know if I mentioned sesame oil. We are gonna be using some sesame oil. So I think I have everything here. We're gonna get started. So for this, let's go ahead and add a little bit of, wanna add about 2 tablespoons of canola oil. You want your canola oil to get very, very hot. When the canola oil gets very, very hot, it locks in the juices of the chicken. If I were to take this cold oil and put chicken in there, I'm gonna lose some of the flavor. So you want to make sure that your oil is really nice and hot before you go ahead and add the chicken in there. So we're just gonna wait till it smokes just a little bit. So what I wanted to do is we just wanted to get the chicken done, get that out of the way. Then we're just gonna stir fry our vegetables, put our rice in, and then we can either layer it or just mix everything together. So we'll see how it goes. We'll see, you know, how I can get this most convenient for the video here. So I think my oil is getting there. I'm gonna have to go grab a bowl. Sumaya, can you grab me a bowl, please? Another one so I can put my chicken in. So I'm just gonna add. Or even a plate will do. Thank you, honey. All right, so we're just gonna wanna make sure that we cook this up really good. Okay. To this, I am going to go ahead and add some soy sauce. And my stove is on high. Just wanted to get the temperature up there. Okay, so we added soy sauce. I'm gonna go ahead and add a little bit of salt too. A little bit of red crushed pepper. Ginger and garlic.
and pepper. So here you see that our chicken is all cooked through. It's got some gravy in it, which I wanted this way. Now I'm gonna go ahead and add some sambal in there, and this is gonna what's gonna give it that kick. This is gonna make it really nice and spicy. Then I'm gonna go ahead and add about a half a cup of ketchup. So you're gonna get that spicy and sweet flavor. Okay, and I want this gravy to be in there just the way it is. Okay, I'm just gonna give it a try. Okay, this is perfect. So I'm gonna go ahead and just put this in a tray, because we're gonna make, gonna use this as one of our layers. Okay. All right. Pan goes back on. We're gonna put this on the side because we're gonna use this later. Okay. Oh boy. All right. So now we're gonna start off with making our rice mixture. So about, we're not going to use too much, just a tablespoon to a two tablespoons of oil. Okay. To that, we're going to go ahead and add ginger, spring onions, and I'm going to reserve some for the end too. Remember, you just want to stir fry these vegetables on high, because we're not really cooking them where they're soft. We still want them to be nice and crunchy. So little by little, I'm just adding all my 1 cup of vegetables in here. Okay, and then carrots, right? To our vegetables, more pepper. Salt. Pinch of cayenne. Bean sprouts. Oh, that ginger just smells so good. Okay. To this, we're gonna add about a teaspoon of sesame oil. Just be very, don't put too much in there, because it is pretty potent stuff. Okay. I want to bring it back to temperature here, so, right? Noodles. A bit more soy sauce. Now at this point, if you want to mix the rice in here, you can. Or what we could do is we can just start with layering. And I'm just gonna leave this on the stove. I've got this tabletop stove here, and it doesn't get very hot. Just wanna bring it up to temperature just a little bit. Now go ahead and try my pasta, and you want to try your food because you want to make sure that you've got it really nice and tasty. And there's not a thing that I would change. So I've got enough soy sauce in here. I've got enough sesame oil in here, and it's got a little bit of the kick from the sambal or the pepper flakes that we put in. Okay. So what I'm going to do at this point is either you could mix the rice in here and then put it into your serving dish and then add the chicken thing that we've made, or you could make it into layers. So first we're going to go ahead and add our rice to the bottom. And I really like this rice because you can get really personal at how really you want to serve it. It's really, really up to you. So there you have it. We've got the layer of the rice on the bottom. And what I'm gonna do to that rice is I just wanna sprinkle some spring onions on it. And this is completely optional. Okay? And then what we're gonna do is we're gonna take our pasta and veggies, and we're gonna spoon that right on top of the rice. Now I'm going to turn my stove off to the same pot or the same wok. I am going to add very little oil, just very little oil. I'm going to grab my chicken here. Okay. And to this, I'm going to go ahead and add my garlic. And we're just gonna fry this garlic up. I'm gonna add a little bit of oil, and I'll tell you why I'm doing it. I'll tell you in a little bit. OK,
Okay, I'm also going to add a couple of red peppers in there, dried chili, dried flakes. So this is frying slowly, it's right there. To this now, we're gonna go ahead, come here, and we're gonna go ahead and add our chicken, just like that. Now look at this dish. I think it looks fantastic. Love the colors. We just want to make sure that we don't burn any of the garlic. Bit of spring onions in it. That's it, I'm gonna shut it off. And I need to grab a spoon. Okay. So, we're gonna take some of this hot oil and we're just gonna drizzle it right on top of our dish. Just like so. Okay, the rest of the oil is going to be a part of my serving, so that's going to Sorry about all that noise. This is got a lot of stuff going on here. And then I'm gonna have some sambal. I'm just gonna clean up this here. Okay. All right. And you're gonna be wondering what we're gonna put on the other one. It's gonna be that dressing that we're gonna make. So we're gonna take the ketchup and I'm gonna grab a little bowl, or here, I have an idea. I think I'm gonna stick with the bowl. Okay, you want to add half, if you add 4 tablespoons of mayonnaise, add 4 tablespoons of ketchup. Gonna mix it and make it a nice sauce. Now, this it is usually all they add. I think some people add like spicy ketchup in here, so you can go ahead and add Tabasco if you like. Or you could add some sweet chili Thai sauce if you like. But I'm gonna go ahead and just grab some sambal and add some sambal in here so I can make it not only sweet, but it adds a little bit of a zing to it. Add that right in there. I think I filled it up too much. So basically, here is what and how I am going to serve this. So if I'm going to have guests or even at home, I'm going to have the sambal, the garlic,
oil and the ketchup and mayo. And this is how we're gonna serve it. Now, I don't wanna mess up the dish, but I will grab a fork and I will do a quick taste test. So I'm gonna take just from the side here. I'm gonna grab chicken, I'm gonna grab the veggies, I'm gonna grab the rice, I'm gonna grab the pasta. And of course, I'm gonna add a little bit of my sauce on top. Okay, this is awesome. My gosh. The first time I tried Singaporean rice, I wasn't very fond of it, and I'll tell you why. I found it sweet. And when I ate the rice, it was too sweet for me. I just found that by putting the mayo and ketchup dressing on top, it just made the dish really, really sweet for me. So the nice thing, the way I wanted to serve it at home would be to keep it on the side and have given an option of people to spice it up with the sambal, or sweeten it or tone it down with the ketchup and mustard, or the ketchup and the mayo dressing. So basically, this is my version of making Singaporean rice. There are so many versions out there. I hope you guys like this. I tried to make it very, very simple, so that it's not gonna take very long to put it together. So thank you for joining me on this episode of Rehana's Cuisines. Hope I can see you here next time with another great video. See you then, friends.